the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. I'll be reading to you for the next half hour from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5 of them. First up, Woman's Day wants to remind you that February 20th, is Comfy Day. So however you celebrate Comfy Day, I think I probably might, put on some cozy socks and huddle under a blanket and no bra and all that deal. From Woman's Day, say yes to an indoor paradise. Today could be the day you become a plant person. There are compelling reasons to do so. Research suggests that indoor plants can reduce stress and increase feelings of well-being and may even help improve your air quality. Check out some of our favorite foliage with advice from Ellen Mary, a horticulturalist and author of How to Grow a Garden and The Joy of Gardening. Her name, Ellen Mary, M-A-R-Y. She offers, looks like 6 options. English ivy. In a famous 1989 NASA plant study, English ivy helped reduce levels of formaldehyde, a chemical found in some household products, from the air. Golden pothos, or pothos, P-O-T-H-O-S. Good news for anyone whose plants usually don't make it to their first birthdays. That would be me. This one is nearly impossible to kill, says Mary. It can adapt to most light conditions except for bright, direct light. And I have to agree with her on this one. I've actually managed to keep 2 of these alive for many years, and not much else has ever survived around me. Gerbera daisy. We suggest keeping this cheery flowering plant in your bedroom so you can wake up to the sight of its smile-inducing blooms. Place it near a window as it tends to thrive in indirect bright light. Here's a plant called Janet Craig. Also Drachnea dermensis. According to the NASA study, this plant, which is a member of the asparagus family, helped reduce levels of benzene, a chemical found in certain plants, glues, and detergents in the air. The peace lily. Out of the plants included in the NASA study, the peace lily was one of the most effective at lowering levels of TCE, a chemical used in dry cleaning and in various products. And the Boston fern. Treat this lush plant right and its fronds, a.k.a. leaves, can grow up to 6 inches wide and 4 feet long. Keep its soil consistently moist but not saturated, Mary recommends. The green connection? Indoor plants don't just soften interiors. They connect us with the natural world. Tending to plants can help us learn the importance of nurturing something and link that to how we need to nurture ourselves, says Mary. From First for Women, some quick bits, the nutrition news that matters to you. The carbs that prevent fatty liver. Pasta is a go-to comfort food, and enjoying the whole wheat variety may prevent non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD. A study in Cell Metabolism found that subjects who ate carbs with resistant starch, a type of fiber found in whole wheat pasta, also found in oats, beans, rice, and nuts, significantly reduced liver fat. Turns out resistant starch feeds bacteria in the large intestine that reduce liver fat and tame inflammation linked to NAFLD. To get the perks, add a serving of a food with resistant starch to your meals. I'll go over the list again. The whole wheat pasta, oats, beans, rice, and nuts. Sweet way to enhance vision. Snacking on a few handfuls of grapes each day can protect your vision as you age, report investigators in the journal Food and Function. When study subjects consumed freeze-dried grape powder daily for 16 weeks, the equivalent of 1.5 cups of grapes, they saw a significant increase in antioxidants that protect the eyes against cellular damage. What's more, the fruit reduced the formation of ocular advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, compounds known to damage the retina and vascular system in the eyes, worsening vision. Herbal energy booster. The herb, oh my word, ashwagandha's ability to soothe stress leads to another big health benefit. It can significantly curb fatigue, according to researchers publishing in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. In the study, subjects supplemented with either 200 milligrams of ashwagandha twice daily or a placebo. After 12 weeks, not only did the herb decrease stress levels, it brought a 46% reduction in fatigue. Why? The scientists explained that ashwagandha increases levels of the hormone estradiol, a type of estrogen that's known to increase energy levels and tame tiredness. Simple diet tweak wards off muscle loss. A small reduction in daily calories boosts muscle strength with age, report researchers from the National Institutes of Health. After cutting calories by 12%, that's just 240 removed from a 2,000-calorie daily diet for 2 years, study subjects had stronger muscles and had lost an average of 20 pounds. The scientists say even minor calorie cutting activates genes that aid muscular repair, boost your metabolism, and lower inflammation. A free tool helps make healthy eating easier. If you've ever wanted to know how healthy your diet is, Canadian researchers have developed a free tool that can tell you just that. Users enter what and how often they eat into the Dietary Pattern Calculator, DIPAC, then get a score, plus a breakdown of what they should eat more or less of to improve their diet, helping them make healthier food choices. Visit www.projectbiglife.ca/dietary-patterns, that's dietary-patterns/calculator, calculator, to try it. And a little aside here, their source on this is Amazon Fresh. The average number of pizza slices that people eat each year? 180. From Woman's Day, resilience is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or other significant sources of stress. It's linked to greater happiness, well-being, life satisfaction, success, and inner peace. It keeps you physically healthier. People who are highly resilient tend to have the ability to effectively manage or buffer extreme stress. They're more likely to be able to neutralize or deal with it before it overwhelms them and damages their mental and physical health. It helps you recover more easily from illness or injury. That resilience also helps you heal faster. Your Resilience Rx. Leading resilience researchers Dennis S. Charney, MD, and Stephen Southwick, MD, came up with this 10-point prescription for resilience. 1. Optimism, or maintaining a positive attitude. 2. Reframing negative or stressful thoughts. 3. Developing a moral compass. 4. Finding a resilient role model. 5. Facing your fears. 6. Developing active coping skills. 7. Establishing and nurturing a supportive social network. 8. Prioritizing your physical health and well-being. 9. Training your brain. And 10. Playing to your strengths. Let's get started. Acceptance. Be okay with not being okay. Give yourself time and opportunity to feel your feelings. Acknowledgement. Own the fact that life is itself isn't fair. Often there's no rhyme or reason for who suffers the most and or why. And action. Taking action is a requirement. What's one tiny thing you can do to create momentum? Let's go. Action number 1, reframe what's lame. Reframing or reinterpreting negative thoughts, aka cognitive reappraisal, plays a vital role in resilience. Reframing helps prevent negative thoughts and feelings from acting like gremlins because those negative emotions can multiply, intensify, and overwhelm you if they are left unchecked. Reappraisal in practice, swap have to for get to. Go from why me to why not me, and turn to don'ts into to do's. Action number two, find a role model. Nearly every one of the highly resilient people Dr. Charney and Dr. Southwick studied named at least one person they looked to for cues on how to behave in the face of, think about, and approach extreme stress. Your role model can be anyone, a friend, a family member, a kid, a famous person. It can be someone who suffered similar hardships or someone who fought a different fight. The important thing is that when facing adversity, they embody the resilience you want to have, inspiring you and showing you a way forward. Action number three, laugh it off. Humor is a hit of pleasure that spikes dopamine and other feel-good brain chemicals and increases positive emotions, broadening our thinking. With a more open mind, it's easier to engage in the reappraisal and perspective shifting that help us deal with tough stuff. Humor has been linked to the lowering of both anxiety and catastrophizing thought patterns. It helps you feel closer to others, which shores up your support network, another big factor in resilience. Science suggests that memes or jokes that take direct aim at pain points can be especially effective because they manage to combine the positive, laughing and humor, with the negative, as in struggle. Humor increases positive emotions, broadens your thinking, and makes it easier to shift perspective. Action number four, phone a friend. As the late great psychologist Christopher Peterson once said when asked to briefly explain positive psychology, other people matter, period. Friends make us feel stronger and make the hard stuff in life more doable. One study showed that people perceived a hill as less steep when standing next to or even just thinking about a supportive friend. Lean into your network. Action number five, tell your stories. Whatever you're dealing with, talk about it, write about it. Just get it out. Writing or talking about a bad experience helps you process the negativity better than merely thinking about that hardship. Share your story. You could, and there are three bullet items, help someone else. Our resilience is strengthened by recognizing that we are all experts on our own lives and can have a positive impact on others. Find your voice. Expressing your experience in story form, beginning, middle, and end, helps you see it as part of a journey toward becoming the person you want to be. And reaffirm your values. By telling our stories, we learn about ourselves and clarify what's important. And they leave us with this. Remember, even when we're in the throes of really awful times, we don't have to lose our appreciation of humor. From Good Housekeeping, take the boring out of dinner. Send your taste buds on a world tour by experimenting with flavors from different cuisines. This allows you to discover mouth-watering dishes without relying on fat, salt, or sugary sauces, says Valerie Agyeman, RD, host of the Flourish Heights podcast. I'll spell her last name in case you want to look into the Flourish Heights podcast. Valerie is her first name, Agyeman. Inspiration to get you started? She offers four choices here. Dash Fiesta Lime Salt-Free Seasoning Blend. What it tastes like. Think Southwestern vibes. It has spices like cumin, paprika, and cayenne, along with a bright pop of zesty, citrusy lime. Try it. Fish tacos, anyone? This Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved blend is also an easy way to season rice, veggies, dips, and even popcorn. A sprinkle of it on fresh mango or pineapple is next-level delish. Next, the spice za'atar. That's Z-A apostrophe A-T-A-R. What it tastes like. Enjoy a nutty, herby, Middle Eastern flavor courtesy of a combo of spices such as oregano, sumac, thyme, and toasted sesame seeds. Try it. Sprinkle it on dips, salads, roasted veggies, meat, avocado toast, or flatbread. It's also great on chicken. The spice? Berbere. That's B-E-R-B-E-R-E. What it tastes like? This Ethiopian staple is tangy and peppery. It's a blend of toasted spices like paprika, ginger, garlic, cumin, fenugreek, cardamom, black pepper, and chilies. Try it. It's wonderful for seasoning meats, grains, lentils, and stews. And spice? Chinese five spice. What it tastes like? Five spices, clove, cinnamon, star anise, fennel seed, and black peppercorn create a combo of sweet, bitter, umami, and sour flavors. Try it. This blend is often used in rubs and marinades for meat or fish, and it can also make stews and stir fries stand out. From Women's Day, square off. February 23rd is Tile Day. In honor of Tile Day, we asked Vern Yip, acclaimed interior designer, TV host, and author of Vacation at Home, his last name is Yip, Y-I-P, we asked him what to consider when choosing tile. Follow his advice and you and your guests will be completely floored in the best possible way. They offer three tips. Determine the tile material. Consider the pros and cons of natural stone, ceramic, and porcelain. For example, natural stone tile looks high-end but will require more maintenance over time. Next, make small spaces look bigger. A smaller bathroom benefits from less contrast, meaning that whatever color or design you pick for the wall should be similar to what you pick for the floor. And next, last, pick a design you'll enjoy for years to come. Have an honest conversation with yourself and the person you share a space with about what design you'll love long term. Forget what's trending. Choose something that's timeless and fresh to you. And between the tiles, I like to stick to the smallest possible grout line. That's a wider grout line means more maintenance, says Vern Yip. And from Good Housekeeping, question, I'm spending more time at the gym. What should I eat before and after working out? Answer, consume protein and carbs 90 to 120 minutes before you plan to exercise, says Teddy Savage, national lead trainer at Planet Fitness. An example is nuts and fruit. This allows your body to absorb the nutrients and convert them into usable energy to get you through your workout. After a sweat session, refuel with a protein-rich snack so your body burns fat instead of muscle. Savage advises, think protein shake, yogurt, cottage cheese, or eggs. Good Housekeeping nutritionist approved Eggland's Best Eggs provide 10 times the vitamin E, 6 times the vitamin D, and more than double the omega-3s of ordinary eggs. Egg snack in a flash. Place beaten egg, diced veggies, and a little cheese in a mug and microwave for 2 minutes. Moving to some recipes from Real Simple, apple spice donut bread pudding. All right. I'm curious. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 15. Oh, this serves 10. We need 10 glazed yeast donuts, about 26 ounce total. Well, that's a good starting point. 2 large eggs, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 3 teaspoons ground cinnamon divided, 1/4 cup or 1/2 stick unsalted butter plus more for the baking dish, 2 large Honeycrisp apples chopped, about 3 1/4 cups, 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar, and vanilla ice cream for serving. Preheat oven to 350. Grease a 2-quart or 9-inch square baking dish with butter. Cut donuts into eighths. Scatter in the baking dish. Then whisk eggs, condensed milk, cream, vanilla, salt, nutmeg, and 2 teaspoons cinnamon in a medium bowl until well combined. Pour mixture over the donuts. Toss gently to combine. Let stand uncovered at room temp for 10 minutes, stirring twice. Meanwhile, melt butter in a large skillet over medium high. Add apples, sugar, and remaining 1 teaspoon cinnamon. Cook, stirring often, until apples are crisp, tender, and a thick syrup forms, 6 to 8 minutes. Remove from heat. Spoon apples and syrup over the donut mixture. Cover tightly with aluminum foil and bake for 40 minutes. Remove foil and bake until top is browned and custard is just set, about 15 minutes. If you want a little more browning, broil for 2 to 3 minutes. Serve warm, topped with vanilla ice cream. From Good Housekeeping, scrambled eggs 3 ways. 10 minutes active and total time, and that's for all 3 of these ways, same amount of time on any of them. We start with 8 large eggs, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil or unsalted butter, and then your choice of filling, and those recipes are below. I'll go over them next. But first, in a large bowl, whisk together the eggs, 1 tablespoon water, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat oil or butter in a 10-inch nonstick skillet on medium. Add eggs and cook, stirring with rubber spatula every few seconds to the desired doneness, 2 to 3 minutes for medium-soft eggs. Here are our 3 options then. Option 1, tortilla chips, pico de gallo, and pepper jack. Fold 1 cup crushed tortilla chips, 1/4 cup pico de gallo, and 2 ounces pepper jack cheese grated into the scrambled eggs. This serves 4. All 3 of them serve 4. Option 2, russet potatoes, kielbasa, and Old Bay seasoning. Before scrambling, whisk 1 tablespoon Old Bay seasoning into the eggs. Then scramble as directed. Fold in 1 cooked, diced russet potato and 4 ounces thinly sliced kielbasa, both browned. Sprinkle with chopped parsley. So this uses up some leftovers. And the smoked trout, red onion, and creme fraiche option. Fold 1/4 cup creme fraiche, then 1/2 cup flaked smoked trout and 1/2 cup small red onion thinly sliced into the scrambled eggs. Dollop with additional creme fraiche. From Real Simple, slow cooker beef and noodle curry. We need 1.5 pounds of beef stew meat, 1 large sweet potato cut into 2-inch pieces, 1 yellow onion thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger, 5 tablespoons red curry paste divided, 1 cup torn basil, fresh basil leaves plus more for topping, 1 cup well shaken and stirred coconut milk, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 1 or 2 limes, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 8-ounce package rice noodles prepared according to package directions for the stir fry. Stir together beef, potato, onion, 1/4 cup water, ginger, and 3 tablespoons curry paste in a 5 to 6 quart slow cooker until beef is coated. If desired, line slow cooker with a Reynolds Kitchen slow cooker liner first. Cover and cook on low until beef is very tender, about 6 hours. Uncover and stir in basil, coconut milk, lime juice, salt, and remaining 2 tablespoons curry paste. Cover and cook on low for 15 minutes. Divide noodles among bowls and ladle curry over noodles. Top with basil. From Woman's Day, classic tuna melts. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1/4 cup mayonnaise, plus more for the bread. 1/2 tablespoon, that's 1.5 teaspoons, fresh lemon juice. a half tablespoon Dijon mustard, kosher salt and pepper, 2 5-ounce cans of solid white tuna in water, drained, 1 small pickle, chopped, 8 slices white bread, 8 thin slices orange cheddar cheese, 1 large tomato, sliced, and a half small red onion, thinly sliced. In a bowl, whisk together the mayo, lemon juice, Dijon mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add tuna and mix to combine, then fold in pickle. Heat large nonstick skillet on medium. Lightly spread one side of each bread slice with mayonnaise and place on the work surface. Mayonnaise side down. Top 4 bread slices with 4 slices of cheddar, then tuna, tomato, red onion, and remaining 4 slices of cheddar. Cover with remaining bread slices, mayonnaise side up, and cook until golden brown and the cheese melts 2 to 3 minutes per side. So you're using the mayo on the outsides of the bread in the pan, which we have done at home on grilled cheese, and it's quite delightful, I must say. From Good Housekeeping, roasted Brussels sprouts with Parmesan crisps. 10 minutes is your active time. Total is 25. We need 1.5 pounds Brussels sprouts, trimmed and halved lengthwise, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, and 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes. Heat oven to 450. In a large bowl, toss together the Brussels sprouts, oil, garlic powder, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Transfer to a rimmed baking sheet. Excuse me. Arrange cut sides down and roast until golden brown and crisp, 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, to separate the rimmed baking sheet lined with silicone baking mat, add Parmesan in 1/2 tablespoon rounds. Bake until golden brown and crisp, 4 to 5 minutes. Then immediately sprinkle with red pepper flakes. Break apart and gently toss with the Brussels sprouts. And this serves 8. From Real Simple, the wedding color of the year, Marseille Blue. Together with the bride's editorial team, we see this hue making waves in 2024 and beyond, capturing the essence of the French port city's art, history, and maritime spirit. This bold, almost primary shade translates well to stationery and decor in any style. And they're showing a wedding invitation done with the Marseille Blue ink and some decorations for a wedding as well. First for Women says this. It's a little pie chart. How we spend our time in a hot shower in the winter. Actually getting clean, 5% of our time. Trying to convince ourselves that we have to get out and start our day. Well, that's the other 95%. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.